You too, Steve.
All right. So with the level of respectability, they're out there, and the Eagles are certainly playing better. But I want to get to Howie Roseman. What is behind the decision to stick with him moving forward to craft this roster?
I mean, Jeff Lurie just has no interest in getting rid of him right now. I mean, I don't think it's ever been on the table. You know, I mean, the coaching situation is, but not Howie. He's safe, for better or worse.
How interesting did you find that the coaching situation would be on the table, but not the talent assembler?
Well, I mean, I know the relationship between Howie and Jeff, so I'm not very surprised, you know. And, I mean, depending on how you look at his drafts, you could find some positives. You know, so, I mean, I don't think Lurie, I mean, I don't think he wants to fire Doug either. But, I mean, there have been points in this season when, you know, it seemed like something had to be done. Somebody was responsible for this. And, you know, so I think they started considering their options as far as the coaching situation. But finding a new personnel guy is not on the table right now.
All right, so let's get to the Jalen Hurts part of it. It's taken in the second round. Paul, I'll be frank with you. It's not like I don't think Jalen Hurts is talented. And it's not like I don't think he's a good guy. That part doesn't matter. But I didn't think that on this level he could cut it at this position. Yet it's only 2 weeks, so it's a small sample size. I'm not right about that. What have you thought about Jalen Hurts?
You know, he showed a lot of poise in his two starts. You know, I mean, there are passes, including Sunday, that, you know, I'm sure he'd like to have back. You know, some high throws he made. The safety was a bad decision by him. But, I mean, he's a very level kid as far as his playing poise. I mean, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. You know, he's avoided big mistakes. No one's ever questioned that he could run with the ball. He's added that dimension to the offense that they didn't really have with Carson, because, I mean, Carson's not interested in really running zone reads a whole lot. And I've been impressed by him. But again, you know, we're two games in, you know, so they're going to have the sample size of the rest of this season. And then I don't know where they go from here. You know, you saw the reports yesterday that, you know, that Carson's not happy and his people are starting to make noises about him being wanting to be traded. You know, I mean, I think their ideal way to handle this was to try and fix Carson during the off season and then see where they go from there. You know, that he's going to make the decision of whether that's possible or not.
Do you think that the insertion of Jalen Hurts, because of the style of player he is, he's also a rookie, has that done something to reignite the creativity in Doug Peterson?
I think a little bit, yeah. You know, I mean, I think any coach likes the whole Saturday afternoon angle of his kind of quarterback and what you can do. I mean, you saw yesterday a lot of the misdirection that we haven't seen in that offense this year. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. I mean, I think he likes that. That doesn't mean I don't think he wishes Carson Wentz had played better and was still his quarterback. I think he likes that. You can be a little bit more imaginative with that kind of quarterback, as long as you can keep a quarterback like that healthy. I think what Jalen's also done, you know, is excite a lot of the younger players on this team, the wide receivers, some of those young players that suddenly are playing a lot better under him than they were previously. So, you know, I think that's just kind of Carson's not an old timer. He's 27, 28 years old, but I mean, I think Carson seems to be sparking something in a lot of players and getting them to play better.
All right. I know there's under the category there's only one ball, but is Miles Sanders getting enough touches?
No. I mean, I've thought for a while here that he certainly, you know, they came into the season telling us that he could be a workhorse back, and then he wasn't. They never really made a commitment to the run. Their run play percentage this season is as low as it's been under Doug. I realize a lot of that's had to do with falling behind. But they just were not. I mean, he's had one 20 carry game the entire season. So I think he needs. Even yesterday, he had I want to say 4 or 5 carries in the second half. So he needs to carry the ball more. And they wanted to be more. They wanted. I mean, last year he was an important part of the passing game. He had 50 catches on I want to say 63 targets. Averaged like 10 yards a catch, you know, had more 30-plus yard completions than I think the only running back in the league that had more was Austin Eckler from the Chargers. So they liked that part of him. That hasn't happened this year for a lot of reasons. The offensive line kind of – all the changes there kind of screwed up their whole screen game. And made that ineffective, which is an important part of how you use Miles. And then he suddenly started dropping passes. You know, he leads all running backs in drops in the NFL this year. So that's, you know, going forward, they want that to change. You saw a little bit of that yesterday. They used him on screens that were effective. Getting back to your question, Steve, they need to increase his touches both in the passing game and the run game because he's just one of their best players.
Yeah, I know the first year and a half here at Penn State, Miles would have some, and this is practice, not in games, but he'd have a few drops here and there. He really started turning that around in practice and in games, and that's why to see him revert back to that earlier this season has kind of surprised me.
Yeah, last year I don't think he had, if he had any, there were very few. Like I said, he was targeted 63 times and had 50 catches. I think a lot of it this year has been he's been pressing. When a lot of those plays early on, a lot of the screens and stuff didn't start working. He was kind of trying to run with the ball before he got it, and you know, as you know, you've seen it with other players that leads to a lot of drops. So I don't think that's who he is, and he's worked hard to. Even now, like every day in practice, you know, he's been on the jugs machine, you know, trying to improve that aspect of his game.
The other part with all this, too, is that I know it's a 33-point game yesterday, and two, of course, were on a safety. But it even seems like the last couple of weeks, the defense has played a little better. Why?
Well, their pass rush has just been very good. The whole season, I think that's helped. The last 2 weeks, the big difference has been turnovers. They had two big ones last week that kind of contributed to the win over the Saints. They had three yesterday. Probably should have had a fourth on a zone read that Kyler Murray dropped, and it looked like about four different Eagles were going to be able to get to it, and they just ended up being recovered by Arizona. But so I mean I think that's been big, you know. I mean, I'm not sure why they've been so bad at takeaways, because of, you know, when you've got a good pass rush, you're usually going to get some strip sacks, you're usually going to force a lot of hurried throws that are going to lead to interceptions. You know, that hasn't happened. They've only had, I think, yesterday's interception was only their fifth this season. So 2 weeks ago they only had three, which was the fewest in the league. So but that's been the biggest difference the last 2 weeks in this team have been the turnovers, the defense.
No question. All right, so if Howie Roseman's entrenched there and he were to pull you aside and say, hey, how about a little advice between free agency and the draft, what would be a couple of positions you know they need to go to right away?
They won't be getting much out of free agency because of their cap situation, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, it's a killer.
You know, they've had a good sound philosophy over the years of building through the lines, and I still think that's, you know, they're still a little bit unsettled at offensive tackle. I mean, they'll get Lane Johnson back next year, but he's going to be 32. I mean, he's still got 3-4 good years, but left tackle's very unsettled with either, you know, it's either going to be Jordan Mailata or Andre Dillard, who missed this whole year with a bicep injury, and the jury's out on both of them. So, you know, offensive tackle's a position they need to consider, and I think they need to go get themselves some more edge rushing help. Brandon Graham's going to be 33. He may not, you know, depend because of the cap situation, he may end up being a casualty that they have to cut. So, you know, I think Josh Sweat's going to be a decent player, but I still think, you've got to put pressure on the quarterback. They're okay inside. They've got three, between Hargrave and Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox, they've got three good pass rushing defensive tackles, but I think they can continue to add help on the outside as edge rusher. Besides that, depending on what you think of these wide receivers, they're not going to go get wide receivers because I think they think Howie made a major mistake in passing on Justin Jefferson.
Yes,
that's not to say Jalen Reagor won't be a decent player, but he's there's no question that he's not in the class of a Jefferson. They thought Jefferson was strictly a slot receiver, and they were wrong. So I mean, maybe they go get another wide receiver. Jeffrey's going to be leaving. DeSean Jackson won't be back. But I think they have a lot of hope for some of these young kids, including Quez Watkins, who played well yesterday. So I don't know that they'll really, even if I told him to go get a wide receiver and he was and I had his ear, he probably wouldn't do it. They need another back to team with Sanders. I mean, I like Boston Scott from the standpoint of, a kid that gives you everything he's got, and he's 5'6", and he's fun to watch. But they need a power back with Miles, a first down back that they can use it as a complement, kind of like they did back in 2017 when they had LeGarrette Blount and he was their first down back. So those are just a few positions I think they can that I would tell him to go look at, and he would tell me to get lost.
I know he'd tell me to get lost, and I'd have the ability to get lost. All right, so, Paul, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thanks so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Steve. Anytime. Take care. You have a happy holiday, too.